But what I do know is the reason why it's different is because, number one, if a man cheats, he has to have something to bring to the table. He's got to have money, looks, wealth, status, something. He can't just be ugly, unattractive, beta, stupid, and cheat on his girl. He can't even get a girl, much less cheat on the one he already has, okay? Versus a woman could be out of shape, unattractive, humpbacked, whatever, look like a beluga whale, and could still get a boyfriend and cheat on that boyfriend. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to ask a very provocative question. And that question is, who cheats more, men or women? Now, I know that some of you might say there's a very simple answer to that, just check statistics. However, you know what I think? I think statistics are great, but I also believe there to be a lot of truth in what I'm about to tell you. There's a book called The Manipulated Man by Esther Vilar back in the 70s when she wrote this book, and she wrote it as a response to the wave of feminism that was occurring. And she was convinced that, you know what, I'm not buying it. I don't think that feminism is what people think, number one. And number two, she said, I'm not only don't think that women are being oppressed, I think that men are the ones who are being victimized, taken advantage of, being the ones screwed over in the relationship dating marketplace and in marriages and etc. Now, again, this was written by a woman, and one of the things she stated in her book, amongst many other brilliant things, this book changed my life, by the way. Changed my life. And if you haven't read it, you should read it. Biblical Bachelors somewhat takes a little bit of that philosophy in there as well. But the reason that I cite her book on this topic is because she's the one who said that you should not always take statistics at face value and as it relates to women, because women do not, in her words, they do not value the statistics of men as much as they value their own feelings. Now, again, this is what a woman said. This is not me saying this. This is me saying that she said this. And so when we get into this conversation, we need to take that into account. And gentlemen, the reason that relationships are so important is because we as men, we have a natural desire to be providers, protectors, and to procure ourselves a way to reproduce. This is the way that we're biologically hardwired to operate. But in the world of today, that's not easy to do. It's not something that the society allows us to do safely. It's not something that is pushed forward as a virtue amongst the world. It's seen as oppressive, which is a symptom of communism, because if you go back to the Bolsheviks in the 1910s in Russia, they were the ones who put forward the what would become the USSR. And one of the tenets of their philosophy was influenced by Karl Marx's Das Kapital and Communist Manifesto, where he described the man as the bourgeoisie and the woman as the proletariat, who required liberation from the oppressor of nature of the man and the, quote, patriarchal society that people complain about today. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All of this ties into the political ideologies that a lot of people see in films, in the on the alphabet channels, on TV. All of it is connected, okay? And I wanted to say that just so we get a little bit of context before we jump into the clips that I have prepared for today's show. But just understand that when we ask the question of, do women cheat more than men? Do men cheat more than women? We need to understand that men are more likely to be honest about this than women, because women know that once they tell you the truth, you might actually make an informed decision and not just go with the program of thinking that women are angels, men are pigs, they have superior virtue because they have bigger chesticles and nice behinds, and you're more likely to let them off the hook because you like the way they look, not because they have actually produced a logical argument. Now, with that being said, let us jump into the first video I have for today on today's show. And we're going to listen to this woman. I don't know if she's a... I think she says she's an accountant. She's a forensic accountant. Let's see what she has to say. And as I am about to play this video, do you have anything you want to share, whether it's in regards to this video, any other video on the show, or you want to let your voice be heard on this topic, if it's affected you personally, please feel free to discuss in the comments. I'd love to respond to comments and talk with people. It's fantastic. Community for you, not just for me to talk, but for you to feel included and that your voice matters. That being said, let's jump in.
Who are the biggest cheaters in marriages, men or women? 20% of men admit to cheating, while 13% of women admit to cheating. So anyone who tells you that women are cheating and divorcing their husbands and taking them for all that they're worth is flat out lying to you.
Gentlemen, if you think I'm lying to you, the unsubscribe button is right there. The report channel button is right there. The dislike button is right there. For any of you who think that I'm lying to you or anybody else inside of the internet's lying to you, the unsubscribe button's right there. Oh yeah, go right ahead. Go ahead. Because if you're going to follow logic like this, in other words, if I don't admit to cheating, I didn't cheat. Or if I don't admit to being the problem, I'm not the problem. If I don't admit to anything, then I didn't do it. If I don't admit to the judge, I committed the crime. Well, then I didn't commit the crime. I mean, that's the level of logic we've just evolved to. In other words, because women don't admit to cheating as much, they're not cheating as much. I mean, it's not like they have more to lose on a societal level and men have more to lose on a financial level, but so what? You know what I mean? It's all about how you feel, right? Keep going, ma'am.
When men cheat, they spend marital money on their affairs.
So do women, by the way. I mean, you mean to tell? Most women don't make as much as men, not because of the wage gap, but because they just don't work as much or they don't work as high a paying job. And so, what are they spending their own money on the cheating? What are you, nuts?
And half of that affair money belongs to the wife. I'm here to help the wife figure out exactly how much money was spent on that affair so she can get her half of that money back, whether it was $5,000 or $50,000 spent on the affair.
In other words, she's a princess warrior who's supposed to be out there and champion for the oppressed women. Is that right? Well, gentlemen, if any of you, like I said before, if any of you think I'm lying to you, please, please feel free to leave. I mean, I have nothing to gain by lying to you. You can ask the men in the comment section who've heard me for months now. Please, if you think I'm lying to you, the door's there, leave. Go ahead. Unsubscribe's right below. Go ahead. I'm just telling you, if you buy that garbage, sorry. You're the one that's going to end up paying the piper, not me. Your marriage, not mine. Gentlemen, we need to understand how relationships really work. And this gentleman right here is going to tell us, from his perspective, what the difference is between men and women cheating. Let's see what he has to say.
What's the difference between a man cheating and a woman cheating? I'm going to get a lot of hate from you ladies. I know. I'm ready for it. I can handle it because I don't give a fuck.
Oh, this should be good.
When a man cheats on a woman, it is purely physical. I'm sure there's several exceptions to this law, to this rule, because a lot of beta males out there, they get caught up in their emotions the second they meet another girl, and now they fall in love with her. Most men don't do that.
He's 100% correct. 100% correct thus far. And I'm pausing for both fair use purposes and for teaching purposes. Gentlemen, does anybody want to tell me he's lying? I don't think he's lying. I think he's 100% facts. Now, gentlemen, we need to understand that women have the capacity to cheat a lot more than most men, okay? So we need to add that into the fire. I don't know if he's going to mention that. But what I do know is the reason why it's different is because, number one, if a man cheats, he has to have something to bring to the table. He's got to have money, looks, wealth, status, something. He can't just be ugly, unattractive, beta, stupid, and cheat on his girl. He can't even get a girl, but let's cheat on the one he already has, okay? Versus a woman could be out of shape, unattractive, humpbacked, whatever, look like a beluga whale, and could still get a boyfriend and cheat on that boyfriend. Oh yeah, she could do that. See, that's the difference right there. As a dude, if you can cheat, I'm not saying you should, I'm saying if you can, that makes you more valuable. As a woman, that doesn't make you more valuable because you could cheat. For women, Getting sex is about as easy as eating, sleeping, drinking water, or what anything else. It's easy for them. For a man, no, it isn't. Now, I'm not saying that men wouldn't do what women do if they could, but most men can't, and that's just the biological fact. Let's let him continue.
If they have a woman back home, they're not going to catch feelings for the girl they're cheating on her with. They just want to use her as a booty call. That's it.
And are we also going to pretend like a lot of women don't withhold sex from their men? We're also going to pretend like that doesn't happen? This is the number one reason why men cheat.
We know how to separate those emotions. Women don't. Women are based on emotions. Men are based on logic. We are meant and we are designed to spread our seed to several and multiple women. This is why during the biblical days, even today, there's some religious people out there, they have multiple wives. Their wives are cool with it. They don't care because that man is seen as high status. He has a perceived high status in their eyes.
Perceived is a very important word he just used. I'm glad he used that because you could argue that one might not even be high value, but he's perceived at it. And also, gentlemen, I want to bring this up. A lot of people like Kevin Samuels, Coach Greg Adams, this guy in this video, guys like Andrew Tate, they mentioned this idea of being a high-value man. We need to also discuss the idea of being a high-value target, which is a concept that I've been introduced to as well from Coach Greg Adams. I don't agree with everything he ever said. I quote him because I want to give credit where credit is due, and I don't want to rip other people's ideas off, just as I wouldn't want them to rip off my ideas, okay? I just want to put that up there. I know some people get upset when I, as a guy who's more spiritual, bring up PGA. I look, you can get upset if you want to. I'm just saying that I just give credit where credit's due. I'm not saying because I mentioned people's names, I agree with everything they ever said or will say. Okay? Let's just get that out of the way. But continuing along with this line of logic that this gentleman is giving us, we need to understand that when it comes to men and women, women get very jealous. There's also that dark side, but there's a high value target area. Gentlemen, if you have wealth, if you're an older guy, I know there are older guys. When I say older, I mean older than me. I'm 24. So guys are older than me, like 35, 40. Guys who are like that age group who have a house, a somewhat stable job, and they're not in debt or about back child support or whatever, those dudes are prime targets for people whose lives are messed up, who have student loan debt they're not paying off, who have stuff to hide, and all this kind of stuff. So we got to be aware of this. There was a gentleman yesterday who brought up the idea on the show in the comment section, which I'm grateful for, by the way, that your life as a man doesn't truly start till you're 35. Now, I don't know if I agree with your life as a man doesn't start. I would say your life changes around that time from being someone who's a builder to someone who is maintaining what you have while also trying to build more. That's what I would say. But let's continue with what this man says about men and women cheating, because we should understand that as a man, you need to understand that not every woman's going to have your best interest, just as not every man's going to have your best interest. Continuing.
Now, when a woman cheats on a man, her emotions are involved. Women aren't designed to sleep with multiple men at a time. They're not hardwired that way. So if they sleep with another guy, they cheat on their man, they have feelings for that man. Now they're going to be loyal to that other guy. They're not going to remain loyal to the man back home.
That's what monkey branching is, by the way. That's monkey swinging through a tree. She's going from one guy to the next guy. That's what monkey branching is. For those of you who have never heard that term before, that's what he's describing is what's called monkey branching.
Once a man has conquered your woman, it is over, guys. Game over.
I don't know if I'd use the term conquered, because is it really being conquered when the person's inviting you into the land? It's not really conquering, that's just being resettled. But okay, I mean, we'll go with the metaphor.
That is the number one sign of disrespect next to her putting her hands on you. And if she puts her hands on you, you best believe she's been cheating on you as well, bro. If she has the balls to do that.
Wow, that's a really good point. I never thought about that. That's a great point.
But women are based on emotions. When their emotions get involved, that's it. They fall for the next guy. That's how they cheat. When a guy cheats on a woman, it is purely physical. He's looking at her from a physical standpoint. There's no investment involved. He doesn't catch feelings for her. This is why every time a guy cheats on a girl, one of the first questions their girl will ask them is, do you have feelings for her?
That is a very important point. Also, I would like to add something to that. when it comes down to the feelings aspect, even if a guy has feelings for a woman he's, you know, seeing on the side, it's not gonna, he can compartmentalize that. I'm not, look, let's get one thing clear. I am not saying that if you were in a relationship, you should cheat. I am not saying that. I don't think he's saying that. What I'm saying is if the situation is present, this is how it works. I'm going to say something that might change y'all's opinion of me, but I'm going to say it anyway. I've been in the situation. Yeah, I'm not a holy dude. Yeah, I've been in the situation. I've been this guy cheating. I've done it before. Yeah, I know some of you might think I'm an incel. I'm not. I never understood this. People think that guys like us, guys like me, guys like you are incels. It's like, bro, you realize I learned all this stuff about women by, like, being with women, right? I didn't just join a Reddit forum and learn all this stuff and I don't know what I'm talking about. No, I've experienced this stuff, okay? I know that I look really young, you know, especially without any kind of facial hair. But, gentlemen, even if you have feelings for a woman that, on the side, it's not the same feelings you have with your main girl. It's not the same. If I have a girlfriend and I cheat on my girlfriend, I'm not saying I don't care about my girlfriend. Maybe my girlfriend's on her period. Maybe she's just not giving it up to me and I want to find it somewhere else. That is not me saying that she's not valuable to me. Like this dude just pointed out. This is the difference. Women don't do this. Women can't do this. I don't care what they say, what the feminists argue, what they think they can do. They can't do it. All you gotta do is look at the fact that it even says in the Bible that you can't serve two masters. Women can't serve two masters. That's why when they work for their boss, they put their boss ahead of you as a husband. Married men will tell you this. Oh, I can't do this for you or the kids. My boss needs me. Wait a minute. I thought the husband was the boss. No, you're not. No, you are not. She's going to put what her boss says at her corporate job ahead of you as a husband. Oh, yeah, tell me. Married men in the chat, please inform these single men. Please tell them that I'm not lying. Gentlemen, this is the other part that is not discussed enough. Let's let this dude continue.
If you're still messing with your ex and she finds out, the first fucking question out of her mouth is, do you still have feelings for her ex? Why? Because that is the most important thing to a woman. If you have feelings for another girl or not, now she can't trust you. It's not the cheating. It's whether or not you have feelings for her. Are you falling for her? That is the most important fucking thing to a woman, fellas.
I think he's 100% right about. I think he left some stuff out that I commentated on, but overall, I mean, gentlemen, I don't think he was wrong whatsoever. I thought he was right on the money. But again, when it comes to women and men cheating, it's different, number one. And number two, women can do it more easily than can men. Most dudes can't cheat. Most dudes can't even get a girlfriend to cheat on, period. Okay? Women are the gatekeepers to intimacy. Men are the gatekeepers to relationships. And most dudes want the intimacy for a relationship to happen. And a lot of dudes can't even get the intimacy. This is the problem. Okay? And if we want to take it a step further, the aspect of women like sabotaging other women. Ladies, if you're here, or gentlemen who are married, if you're here, please let them know what I'm telling you is the absolute truth. Women are jealous of other women. If a woman comes to another woman and she talks about how she's with her boyfriend or her husband and they're doing great, having a great time, he's treating her really nice, she's looking nice, she's smiling, having a great time, the other friend, whether she be single or with a stinky link, or she's just unhappy, she is going to plant seeds of doubt. She's going to sabotage. She's going to make that woman not happy because she can't stand her being happy and she's not. Tell me I'm lying, please. I'd love for someone to challenge me on because I've seen it with my own eyes. I remember a time when one of my ex-girlfriends were having a great time. This was back when I was more purple/blue-pilled. Treating my woman really nice, doing all this stuff, you know, that you're told to do as a guy. I remember I was treating her real nice, having a nice old time. And the day before, so this was like Monday, she was telling me how happy she was. I took her out to go to an amusement park from California that I used to go to a lot. We were having a great time. She was super happy, super affectionate. Next day, had a, she suddenly brings up some garbage about some fight. She's thinking I'm cheating on her. And I was like, what are you talking about? Why would I be cheating on you? And she's like, I want to go see your phone. I want to go through your phone. I'm like, what? Where is this coming from? Like, it made no sense. And then I was like, oh, that's right. Her friend just got out of a relationship and she's unhappy. I found that out later. But at the time, I was so confused. It made no sense to me. Gentlemen, it's because people on the outskirts are actively plotting against you and they're sabotaging your relationship. This is why women who are single tend to be friends with women who are also single. And people who are married tend to have married friends. This is why it works that way. But, you know, enough riffing. I'm going to return in the next video. And we're going to listen to the same question being posed on a college campus this time. Let's see what they have to say.
Hey, do men or women cheat the most?
Women. Y'all, we be trying to front like them niggas be doing all of that. But women cheat more, especially the LGBT community. They think they sneaky and they want to have like a whole bunch of bitches at home. You know what I'm saying? Women cheat more. It's okay.
Hey, do men or women cheat the most?
Oh, damn. Did y'all hear that? Yo.
Oh, hell no.
So shout out to that woman for keeping it real. That is wild. Y'all hear that? That's crazy. I want to restart that. That's wild. Hey, say that again, man.
Do men or women cheat the most?
Women. Y'all, we be trying to front like them niggas be doing all of that, but women cheat more, especially the LGBT community. They think they sneaky and they want to have like a whole bunch of bitches at home. You know what I'm saying? Women cheat more. It's okay.
Okay, I want to just say before we continue in that video, I literally made that point last week when I brought up the statistics of lesbian relationships versus gay men relationships, and then the what do they call it? IPV, intimate partner violence or whatever. And how for lesbian women it was the highest and for gay men it was the least. And heterosexual relationships were in the middle. Just saying, that fits with that statistic that the CDC had.
Hey, do men or women cheat the most?
Women. We're more sneaky and we can manipulate you and just get away with it more.
Hey, do men or women cheat the most?
Women cheat the most because I am a great cheater. You just have to have a really good lie for your story, so...
I can't tell if this is real. This could be fake. But all I'm saying is whether they're lying, whether this is a skit or not a skit, they're not lying. And even if this is supposed to be like a humor joke video, there's truth in humor, gentlemen. Just keep that in mind, okay? And if this is real, shout out to these women for being honest. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, do women or men cheat the most?
Women. Women are self-sabotaging at heart. So they feel like if they don't do something first, it's going to happen to them.
Hey, do men or women cheat the most?
Men. Because I never heard of a woman cheating. And if I did, I didn't hear it.
Okay. Well, we almost had people telling the truth. This woman is totally lying. Look at her face, man. Look at this face, dude. She lying. She cheated for sure. Look at his face. She like, dang. I hope some moron gonna buy this.
Hey, do men or women cheat the most?
They cheat for different reasons. Women cheat for emotional connection, and men cheat for sexual pleasure.
Women cheat for physical pleasure, too. Don't ever let anybody tell you otherwise. That's just a fact of reality. I'm sorry. If you don't believe me, you can feel free to disagree. I'm telling you. Most women will have you believe it's the emotional part. Most dudes are emotionally fantastic. They're just not physically fantastic. Just keep that in mind.
Hey, do men or women cheat the most?
I say females. Females, when they cheat, they cheat because they actually like that. Feminine, when you a you cheating because you just want wax. You know what I'm saying? You just want wax.
I mean, I think that was pretty accurate for the most part. Except for that one woman who's totally lying. Look, just because you don't know someone who's cheated, which is number one, is suspect, I guarantee you that they have. You just haven't asked or they lied. So when you ask someone this question, again, going back to the first video, when they said 13% of women admitted to it and 20% of men admitted to it, number one, people tend to have a predetermined notion that they want proved by a study or by a statistic, so there's that, and there's also the admission part. It has nothing to do with whether they actually did it or didn't do it. It has everything to do with whether they actually said they did it and admitted to doing it versus actually doing it. So we need to be careful of that. And women care a lot more about how they are perceived in public than men do. Men care somewhat for the most part, but women care very much about how they are perceived. But when it comes to this whole argument, we need to understand that their social value will decrease, and they know this if they cheat. So if they cheat, they know their social value will go down, they'll get ridiculed, they'll get disgraced and shamed, and so they're more likely to lie to save face. Just keep that in mind. Gentlemen, I actually really enjoyed the show today. I really did, because this is a topic a lot of people are too afraid to discuss because they're afraid of backlash. I'm not afraid of backlash. In fact, I think it's a very important discussion to have because a lot of men are silent about this topic. A lot of men are afraid to talk about their relationships. They're afraid that other men will not believe them. Other women are going to gaslight them, that nobody's going to side with them or listen to their side of the story. And gentlemen, if that's you listening to the show today, whether it's a past relationship, current relationship, or worries about a future relationship, please feel free to comment below. I'd love to respond to you. Other men on this channel would love to respond to you. You are not alone. And that's one of the important parts of this community, is whether you want to be a biblical bachelor or not, is to understand that we are not alone in our experiences. And a lot of us have very similar experiences or have had experiences that can be relatable to yours. My friends, take care of yourselves. Think for yourself. Don't let other people's BS sway you from your goals and your purposes. I encourage you to think with your head and not with your schmendrick that's below, because that's usually how your worst decisions will be made, just so you know. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.